Chapter 1. 8 years later.
JT, where the hell did you go?
Greg's deep voice came from behind her. She hadn't heard him come into her Hope construction office. She sat at her desk, facing the window, looking into nothing. Swiveling around in her chair, Jessie glanced up at him and mentally shook off her stupor. No matter how hard she tried, whenever she was tired, her mind took her back to him, to the hurt.
Sorry, just thinking.
From the look on your face, I'd say you were remembering again.
Greg's voice held deep concern.
Just reminding myself how everything can change in a moment.
I wish you'd stop punishing yourself for being human.
Human? I'm a cliche. I went to the prom with the high school star quarterback, lost my virginity in the backseat of a car, ended up an unwed pregnant teen, dumped by the quarterback, almost killed by my alcoholic father, and then to add insult to injury, I lost.
She couldn't finish. For some unknown reason, today her mind brought it all back. She'd let the ghosts out of the closet and didn't know how to usher them back in. They lashed at old wounds and made her bleed. Jessie hadn't spoken of the past in a long time. Part of her daily existence, she tried her best to push through, cope. Today felt different. She wished she knew why, so she could put a stop to it.
And you lost her. Not your fault. You did everything possible. No one could have asked more from you. It just happened. The doctors tried everything and did their best to save her.
I still feel like I failed. Maybe if I'd taken better care of myself?
You did everything right.
She shook off her mood and the past and glanced up at Greg. Thick golden hair, blue eyes, square jaw, tall and lean, tanned from working outside. Quite a handsome package. Rich, smart, funny, and a good friend. All the things a woman could want in a man. So why, when she looked at him, didn't she feel anything? No longing to touch him or to be anything more than friends. It was the same with every man she met. Maybe she died along with her daughter and lived as a ghost of herself in some warped reality. Besides, she thought of Greg as a brother. An only child, he'd always wanted a sibling and adopted her as his sister. What could she say? For them, it worked.
Why are you here?
Did you get any calls today?
His tone asked a lot more than a simple question.
I get about 100 a day. Any call in particular you're referring to? Did Pop outbid me on a job again, and he sent you here to rub my nose in it?
No, he chuckled, though with little enthusiasm.
Ever since Pop fronted her the money to start her own business, they'd cultivated a friendly rivalry between their construction companies. She'd worked for Pop and Greg starting at 15, pregnant and alone, looking for a job to support herself through her pregnancy. She'd started in the office, helping Pop plan and organize jobs, since she couldn't do any manual labor in her condition. Later, to their utter fascination, she'd taken on any and all jobs on the projects. They had no idea a young girl could do everything from frame a house to roof it. She'd earned their respect, their admiration, and their love. And one day she found she'd grown so close to them, they made her part of their family. At 18, she'd even changed her last name to Langley to hide from her father, or anyone else who came looking for her. Not that anyone had, but she'd needed the security of knowing no one could find her.
Dad says hello, but I'm not here about any bid. He called about some news he heard today. He wanted to come himself, but you know how poorly he's been feeling lately.
Is it his health? Did the doctor say something about his condition?
No, Dad's fine. Nothing's changed. The news is about something else.
Pop suffered from a heart condition over the last 10 years. Some days it got the best of him. Most days he got the better of it. Greg took after his dad and his zest for life. He couldn't hold either of them down.